The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hey, welcome everybody. Jay Oliver here, another edition of Ask the Medical Experts. Each and every week we involve the Peconic Bay Medical Center as far as the great hospital out in the East End, as far as what it makes happen all the time, which is success. And of course, we give you an expert in their perspective field to discuss. This week, Monica Perino. Let's welcome her in. Monica Perino, pelvic floor rehab therapist over at the PBMC. And we say a very good afternoon to you, Monica. How are you? Everything okay?
Hi.
Great having you on the show. First time, I do believe.
Yes, it is.
Now, you're a pelvic floor therapist, so I need a little bit of more information regarding the definition. Can you start by telling us all exactly what the pelvic floor is?
So the pelvic floor is a hot button phrase now. For everyone's information, it is a group of muscles, ligaments and tissues that are within your pelvis, and these tissues form a hammock, if you will, of support for all your organs. It helps hold all your organs up. And not only does it do that, but then it also allows relaxation for urinating, passing stool, and birthing of babies.
Wow. That's a lot of function.
It is.
Man, I'll tell you, I didn't realize that. That's excellent the way you said it. So explain to us what we hear regarding pelvic floor disorder and how someone can develop a condition all related to that pelvic floor.
So a pelvic floor disorder is not as scary as it sounds. The pelvic floor is just like any other muscle or tissue in your body. It can become weak or tight or uncoordinated. They're just like any other group of muscles that can become troublesome, cause you pain, or not work the way they're supposed to. Think about, you know, people with back pain. Their back muscles might be weak. They may have tightness in their low back. Yeah. That causes them pain and difficulty doing things. Well, the pelvic floor, it's the same concept. It's just a much more intimate area. And someone can develop these disorders through a few ways. One that's most well-known, I believe, is through trauma. Mm-hmm. Most notably, childbirth. That is a huge event for all these tissues involved. And there can be dysfunction afterwards. Any kind of neurological issue, pelvis fractures, hip fractures, falls, being hit in that area. Those are all traumas that can cause symptoms. Another thing is aging. There's right. natural changes, especially with women, and hormone changes. And that can change how the muscles respond to having their strength and their flexibility. And last but not least, the hardest one is bad habits. A lot of people have habits and behaviors that a lot of people have done their whole lives in terms of holding urine too long, trying to go before they have to, poor posture overall. And we're seeing more and more also young athletes that are doing a lot of heavy lifting or pushing their body too hard without that pelvic floor stability, and they are even developing symptoms.
Wow. So there's a lot of functionality in and around. And basically, as you mentioned, this type of dysfunction of the pelvic floor, I mean, it really has an impact on activities, you know, talking about exercise, basic movements in essence, right?
Yes, it has a big impact on daily activities in a lot of different ways. First, there's the emotional aspect. A lot of people feel embarrassed or shame around this. They don't want to talk about it. I have seen that this conversation is starting to become one that's had in the doctor's office and amongst friends, and I'm happy to hear that because it is something that can be addressed and treated. Physical impacts are pain with sitting, walking, going to the bathroom, pain with sex. People may experience leaking, or they cough or sneeze and they dribble a little. They feel wetness. It can also happen the other end, where people are not feeling like they're able to fully empty their bladder, or they're constipated often. And last but not least, however, very important for people, is difficulties with erection and orgasm. Social, people will avoid activities. They'll avoid long car rides. They'll avoid going out because they're embarrassed. And then there's a financial aspect. People have to spend money buying G-pens and pads and worrying about when to change them, how many they need to bring. And it really causes a lot of distress for people in many aspects of their lives.
Seems to be. Wow. You really kind of laid it out. And listen, people are going through this right now, folks. So you kind of gave us some signs and some symptoms that really indicate potential pelvic floor dysfunction, and when should individuals, maybe seek help. That from a specialist in this area. I mean, that's the bottom line, right? You described a lot of this stuff, and it's not something to be swept under the rug here.
It's not, especially because a lot of people, they're suffering in silence. And you should seek therapy whenever there's a change, or if you don't want to live with these symptoms. You don't want to live with incontinence. You don't want to live with the urge to have to run to the bathroom or always know where the nearest bathroom is. Mm. You don't want to have to live with avoiding sex because of pain, or right, having heaviness in your nether regions while you're taking a long walk with friends. Those are all reasons to seek therapy.
No doubt about it. Talking with Monica Perino. She is a pelvic floor rehab therapist. So, Monica, I was reading the Peconic Bay Medical Center is heavily invested in expanding women's health services all throughout the East End, including plans to maybe establish a center for women and infants. How does pelvic floor rehab actually fit into the equation here? You know, the hospital's overall women's health offering.
So the pelvic floor therapy is huge. While it affects both men and women, the building of this women's health center is going to bring a lot of people with different diagnoses in women's health to the hospital or to this center for services. And the doctors will treat them medically, but in regards to function of their life, you know, this is a very undertreated and undereducated area. Many women feel this is just normal and they just learn to live with it. And it doesn't need to be this way. And this is where pelvic floor therapy comes in helping people restore their lives the way they want it to be, to raise their health, to meet their expectations during pregnancy, postpartum, young athletes with aging, women after surgery, such as hysterectomies, changes they experience while undergoing chemo. It's been across the board, women of all ages can benefit if they're feeling like they're struggling with any of these issues.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's why it's going to be a great thing, especially when it comes to the PBMC, ladies and gentlemen. One more we'll get in before the break, Monica. And that basically has much spoken about therapy in relation to pregnancy and post-delivery care. But can men also benefit from a pelvic floor therapy?
Absolutely. We don't forget about you men out there.
Please don't.
Anyone with incontinence and sexual changes may benefit. Men that have had their prostate removed, who have a history of certain cancers, such as prostate, testicular cancer, rectal cancer, who've had hernia surgeries, who do a lot of heavy lifting and construction. If you're feeling any of these symptoms, this is the therapy for you.
It's important. And again, let me stress, no embarrassment here. So if one is feeling, you know, a little uneasy in these areas that we're discussing, It is very important to, you know, take hold of it. And always remember, folks, and tell me if I'm wrong, Monica. I mean, these things don't get better on their own. They get worse. Yeah. You know, it's like a red light in a car. Don't ignore it, because sooner or later, that car ain't going to drive anymore. And that's how you should treat your body. So Monica's giving you all the signs and symptoms. And we got more to do regarding discussion on a very important topic regarding the pelvic floor, ladies and gentlemen. And we will return to that conversation right after these words. We're back. Jay Oliver here. That you're listening to Ask the Medical Experts. And a very interesting topic with Monica Perino. She is the pelvic floor rehab therapist over at the Peconic Bay Medical Center, which we will continue in conversation. Monica, let me ask you, how does being located right at the PBMC and having, you know, this access to its wide array of specialties really enhance the level of care that you can provide to patients here?
Well, overall, the core values and mission statement of Peconic Bay place the focus of patient care above all else. And that includes clear communication between not only us and the patient, but with other providers. So I would be talking with patients' OBGYN, their urologist, whoever referred them, and we would have open conversations about their progress, which is very important for people's ultimate care. We also have the necessary equipment, private rooms. We provide a calming atmosphere. Some people have told me it feels like a spa rather than a treatment. There's one-to-one care, and we have the machines needed. We have an EMG machine, which monitors muscle activity. And we have biofeedback machines, which allow the person to get a real understanding of what they're doing down there and how that compares to what they should be doing down there. I think another attribute that we have is our personal experience. I personally have experienced this postpartum, and I truly understand what it feels like to be the patient. This unique perspective allows me to connect with people and provide that comfortable, intimate setting, which is so important in order for people to really share what's bothering them and to be open to getting better and doing this work.
Interesting. So it gives you a sense here regarding expectations. So, you know, I guess the common ones where, what should people expect, you know, when they come in for the rehab session, pelvic floor rehab session? And is there any preparation that they should do?
So when you come in, you'll be brought in by me to our private room. First, I would ask you questions about your history. What are you experiencing? And I will assess you. I will also provide you with a lot of education on the pelvic floor and what does that mean? What is bladder training? What is behavior modification? What exact plan tailored to you is going to work to manage your symptoms? And then together we discuss this plan and we monitor together how it's going throughout the process. The evaluation does not always require an internal exam, which is something I feel a lot of people are nervous about, and rightfully so. And that is something that, you know, wouldn't happen the first time necessarily. And if I feel that the person would benefit from them, it would be a discussion. It's not like you come in, open your legs, and you have to go through that, you know? It's much more tactical, and it's important for the person to feel comfortable coming in, and education is key. to prepare for it, you don't really need to do anything. Just be mindful of your symptoms. So when I do ask you these questions, you are able to tell me, oh, yes, I notice I do leak with this, this, and this, or I feel like I have this urge every time this happens. That way I can really see a clear pattern and direct you appropriately.
Mm, no doubt. And let me, what about exercises? And I know all this is done through the rehab process, but can you describe some of the exercises, typically treatments maybe that you guide patients through as they rehabilitate their pelvic floor? And then another part to the question, can they be done at home or must they be performed in the hospital?
So absolutely. So at our outpatient clinic, I would be guiding the person through the exercises. Like I said before, first and foremost, education is key. I will be teaching people how to do the world famous Kegel properly. And then we would go from there with different positions, holding contractions, doing quick contractions, adding activities, doing some strengthening exercises, stretching exercises. It's really patient focused, and it really depends on what the patient is experiencing. And the beauty of pelvic floor is while it takes about 6 weeks for actual changes to occur with consistent exercise, a lot of the exercises can be done at home. So based on the person, I may only have to see you once a week, and then you can do the exercises at home and then come back the next week, and then we move forward from there. So it doesn't take too much time on their part either. I try to make it doable for people because I know if it's not doable, people aren't going to do it, and then they're not going to see results.
So it's about trying to at least get some sort of a situation in play where, people feel good about it. And they know that if they keep up the exercise, it'll pay off as far as dividends are concerned. Now, is there any place, Monica, where listeners right now can find this type of information online, read about it, sign up? Where can they go here?
So there's not really a go-to source for pelvic floor information. If you really feel like this may be you, make an appointment. Give us a phone call. Come on in. Worst case scenario, it's not you. And I'll tell you it's not you and direct you where you do need to be. If you do go down the rabbit hole of Google, which I do not advise you do, look for sites that end in .edu as they tend to be more hospital-based and education-based websites. You can also, if you want to learn more about our PT program, go to pbmchealth.org. Our website has information on the outpatient therapy services that we provide, including pelvic floor health. And you can make an appointment with us if you feel like it's necessary for you. Our number is 631-727-9654.
And, always a lot of people always ask telehealth and everything else. We know so much goes on through that whole deal. Is that in play with this? All insurances accepted, et cetera, et cetera?
Insurances are accepted at our outpatient clinic. I do not advise telehealth for this because this is something that people, especially the first few times, need to make sure that they're doing properly. Because if they don't do the exercises properly, they could actually make their symptoms worse. So what I do, like I mentioned, is people can come in once a week. And once I know they're doing an exercise really well, I'll have them do that at home. And let's spend our time in the clinic doing something that I need to be there for. And the things I don't need to be there for, do on your own time.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's why you can take these things home. You learn about them in-house, take them home, carry it on.
Exactly.
Staff involved with all this, very important. I'm sure you have some great personnel around you.
Yes, I do. I have a very great support network within the outpatient.
And that is always the elixir for success when it comes to these different fields that we discuss. The transformation and everything else we've seen that Peconic Bay has become, Monica, has got to be astronomical, even from the internal standpoint that you witness daily, huh?
Yes, it is. And I'm really proud of our facilities and our staff and the support that we receive to grow and serve the community that we live in, because these are our friends, our neighbors. And I hear these situations almost daily. As soon as people hear now I'm a pelvic floor therapist, I get the, oh, I had my baby 3 months ago and I have diastasis recti. What do I do? Come on over. Or, you know, a person who's older who says, oh, my friends just tell me, yeah, it's normal. Get a maxi pad. No, it's not normal. Come on in. So it's nice to be able to provide these services to my own community.
Very important stuff. If you don't mind, one more time, people can find out more regarding pelvic floor rehab and all that goes in and around, if you don't mind.
So people can look at pbmchealth.org for Peconic Bay's outpatient physical therapy services. And to make an appointment, give us a call at 631-727-9654.
Monica Perino, pelvic floor rehab therapist extraordinaire. Learned a lot. Can't thank you enough. We look forward to another appearance down the road. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Jay Oliver here as medical experts. We'll do it again next week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll see you then.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.